from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting some interesting suggestions for Derek Shelton here. We already have discussed, like, when is the right time to give the younger guys the rest of the season that you need to find out about anyway, whether it's Nick York or Henry Davis or back to... Sawinski, I don't even know. Sawinski really hasn't earned a promotion back here. He's falling apart in AAA as well, the last I checked. But there's plenty of guys down there who, Henry Davis would be Exhibit A, I would think. Like, you got to find out about him. Why not give him big league at-bats here? Somebody else said, why not automatically put the first batter on base in the bottom half of extra innings? Any run after the ghost runner doesn't matter, so why not create a chance to get a double play right off the bat? That's an interesting thought. I will ask Shelty about that. I'm intrigued by that. I might be tempted to do that, but anytime you put another runner on base with nobody out, you're also, I think, asking for trouble there. But it is an intriguing thought. Of course, people are saying, "Why? When are you going to resign?" Things like that. If you were Ben Cherington, would you fire Derek Shelton? I think it's fair to ask Shelton if he feels like he's managing for his job. That was already in the hopper, too. You know, and that gets to when you put the younger players in, there's a chance you could be better, but there's a chance you could be worse. And then, you know, that's an organizational mandate, obviously, though. That's not Shelton's call there. I see Ben Cherington is trending. Do we know why? City limits?
I don't, but I'm on the case.
All right. Well, let's go to our new feature before we get to the Pirate Manager.
When I type in Ben Cherington, guess what the first thing is that comes up?
What?
Joe Starkey's mailbag.
I like that a lot.
What are the Steelers doing with Broderick Jones, and do the Pirates have a shot at the number one pick?
Yes. That's today's mailbag. You can read it at postgazette.com. We're going back to the future. For this segment, let's just go right to it. I think people will recognize it from the past, and then you'll put your own unique and talented twist on it, City Limits. Scrambling. There it is.
We already went over. Come one, come all for the wheel of ball.
We had Ron.
I like that.
Ron being able to deliver the wheel of ball.
Here we go.
Okay, Joe.
You're supposed to run the wheel.
Yes, I know. The wheel is taken out of the wide orbit system. Which is a problem, but we will adapt.
There's no wheel. The wheel makes the wheel of ball.
That was the wheel. The wheel is also being
The wheel's supposed to go on
prepared.
Every topic. All right, go ahead.
Cowboys' Micah Parsons declares he will, quote-unquote, take a break from football after 2027 to prepare for the 2028 Olympic Games.
Please.
In flag football.
In flag football. I'll tell you this much. I am very curious to see where some of these offshoot little leagues go. One of them is this 3-on-3 women's hoops league. What if that becomes more popular than 5-on-5? Did you see that? That's starting 3-on-3, like a lot of the big names are playing. It's designed so that the women don't have to go overseas to play and make money in the offseason. They can make it right here in a 3-on-3 league. But what if it becomes huge? And what about flag football? What if flag football, it's not going to become as big as the NFL, obviously. But when you have a guy like Micah Parsons saying, I'm going to take time off to prepare for the Olympics, what is he talking about?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that means he's going to take like actual game reps off. After the 2027 season is over, he's basically going to shift all of his focus away from football to preparing for the 2028 Olympic Games and flag football. So like the way that reads to me is OTAs, no thanks, minicamp, no thanks. I'm preparing to play flag football in LA.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Whatever happened to Pagero, by the way? You can include baseball in this. That's why they call it the wheel of ball, just so you know moving forward.
Good to know. I have a lot of football topics today.
Can't you get a different... Eric Hagman weighs in with an insulting question for Shelty. What other team besides the Pirates would hire you?
Ooh.
That's a rough one from Haggy. Do you have a question? A topic?
Next up. Martavis Bryant is back in the NFL, Joe, officially today, signing with the Washington Commanders. Okay, question mark, I say. He was with the XFL this past season. Martavis Bryant returns once again. Will he finally make a dent again, this time in his fifth or sixth extra opportunity in the NFL since playing for the Steelers?
Man, I hope so, but it doesn't feel like that. He hasn't played an NFL game since 2018.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His talent was boundless. You might even say limitless, especially if you're you. I felt like any time he touched the ball, you know, a little quick pass to the side, whatever, he could go the whole route, the whole way. He was ridiculous. 6'4", 211, with sprinter speed and great instincts. It's just a waste of talent. And I heard the morning show guys saying, you know, a lot of it was about pot and what a bad rule that was, and nobody cares about that. Now, I agree with that. Bad rule. But if you can't follow that rule, at the expense of your career, whether it's a good rule or a bad rule, that's on you. 1,000% on you. All I have to do is not smoke pot and I can make millions of dollars. I think I could manage that.
Right.
He couldn't. So come on with that. I mean, if you can't follow that one, then you probably are going to find another way to sabotage your career.
Should it have been a rule? Probably not, but it still was a rule at the time.
And a pretty easy one to follow.
Yes.
Don't smoke pot till you're like 34 and you can do it. And plus, there were times where they absolutely could do it without fear of testing, period. It's just ridiculous that he squandered his career on that. And yeah, the rule's ridiculous too. It's more ridiculous that he did that to himself. Next.
We are in former Steeler wide receiver haven.
Yeah.
Talking about all the former guys like Martavis Bryant. Why not jump to Chase Claypool? The Bills have placed former Steeler wide receiver Chase Claypool on injured reserve.
Oh, boy. What does that mean these days if you're on injured reserve in the preseason? I don't even remember.
I think he's done. Done for the season.
No, I don't. I think they can
They can bring him off.
They'll have an opportunity to recall him.
But
this is just.
Seems like this is it for the season.
This is reminiscent of the Martavis Bryant guy. He's wildly talented.
Yeah.
At 6'4", 238. The guy came into the league, had 62 catches and 9 touchdowns, 41 first downs, and an 84-yard play. And his second year, I don't think he ever got credit for it because he did a couple of dumb things his second year. His second year, he had a higher average yards per catch and more catches per game. 860 yards. He only had a couple touchdowns, but he had 36 first downs. He had a really good second year. And then everything just fell apart, and I'm still trying to figure out what happened to this guy. What happened to Chase Claypool? It's just ridiculous. Get yourself together. He's only 26. It just doesn't look like it's going to happen for him either.
It seems like he was one of the most immature wide receivers, immature players that the Steelers had in a long time. He just could not figure out how to get his act together.
Was he 20 when he came here? 20
yeah.
or 21?
Yes. And I mean, you don't have all the answers at that age. I'm not saying that I did.
I mean, he looked like a future star. I don't know how many receivers their rookie years had 9 or more touchdown catches. It's not a long list in NFL history. He looked like he was going to be a star. And it's funny, although not funny, that you mention him with Martavis. My God.
What about Josh Gordon, too, with the Browns?
Yeah,
remember his 1,600-yard season he had?
Yeah. I mean, he was legitimately a star in the league.
It's legitimate number one wide receiver.
Plus, he might have had the most attempted comebacks of any man in pro sports history. What's the next?
Him and Tim Tebow, possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
Multiple sports. All right, Joe, a few more football ones for you before we get to Shelty. This is, well, I guess, the last one before we get to Shelty.
Thank you, City Limits.
A new fragrance has been introduced. Introducing Will Levis number 8 Parfume de Mayonnaise with Hellmann's. Hellmann's Mayonnaise has released a commercial with Will Levis, who is like their big brand ambassador.
Yeah.
And it is a fragrance commercial of fragrance smelling like mayonnaise. And I cannot tell if it's a troll job or not by Hellmann's, or if it's just actually something that they might sell.
No, that can't be real.
It cannot be real.
Does mayonnaise even have a smell to it?
I do not eat mayonnaise.
This is born of Levis and Butthead saying he likes mayonnaise in his coffee, correct?
Yes, correct.
Which is one of the most grotesque things I've ever heard.
Completely
in my life.
Weird.
I don't think this is real, Limits. I really don't. But these athlete products that come out, do you remember any from Pittsburgh lore? The Casperitis Crunch candy bar? The Jager candy bar? I got Paul's Ice. I still have it on my dresser at home. I keep forgetting it. I bought him a Reggie bar in Ellicottville, New York, a Reggie Jackson bar.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah, I think he's really going to like that.
Somebody
might even eat it.
Someone gifted me the Wheaties box for the 91-92 Penguins.
I have a Flutie's Flakes box at home and Josh Allen flakes.
There are Josh Allen flakes, I think, in the back.
Yeah,
the pony has.
Yeah, right. He's not allowed to put the Bills logo on the helmet.
No.
So it's just a white, it looks like Josh Allen playing for Penn State with Josh Allen flakes. There were tons of things here. There was Was it Casparitas peanut butter? Did Ben have anything in his name?
He had the Roethlisberger at Pepe's.
He did have that, yes. They should have a Mulsey burger. Do you agree with that?
At Moon Golf Club?
Yeah. Anything else?
That's all.
All right. The Pirates, that was good. I thought that went well. Did you?
I did, once we got the wheel under control.
Yeah, a couple
of
glitches.
The wheel was spinning a little wildly.
But I love the... Can we hear the Ron introduction to that again? That was the best part. Man, I love hearing Ron's voice. I miss him. I really do. That makes me sad, Fulzy.
It should make you happy. Happy for Ron's happiness.
Even though you're not Fulzy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.